Well, our weather pattern change is underway now. We saw hints of it yesterday, as expected, low coverage of some showers and storms, but they were very heavy in spots, especially over Nassau County, far northeastern Duval County late in the afternoon. St. Augustine, a very heavy downpour with some lightning as well. The hit and miss nature of those showers and storms, though, a thing of the past over the next few days, is everybody gets at least some rain between now and Friday, and in many cases it'll be heavy. It looks like average rainfall will be 1 to 2 inches, but a few spots 3 and even 4 inches of rain over the next few days. Not terribly unusual for August, but obviously coming off a couple of really nice days, Sunday and Monday, and then we started to feel that humidity yesterday, the few storms, and now we'll go full bore into a more typical mid to late summer weather pattern of heat, humidity, and some heavy storms. Now, today we also have an upper level disturbance in the mix, so a few of those storms this afternoon may approach, if not reach, severe limits with winds up to 60 miles per hour, some small hail, certainly very heavy rain and frequent lightning. So keep an eye to the sky. Movement of the storms will be from the west-northwest toward the east-southeast at about 20 miles per hour. So by August standards, that's moving right along. So they at least won't last particularly long in any one spot. But that relatively fast movement also enhances the potential for wind with the storms that develop. And so, again, we've been talking about it this week with back to school now virtually area-wide. Students and parents will have to be concerned about that bell ringing and storms approaching. So just keep that in mind this afternoon and actually all the way through the rest of the week, tomorrow and Friday as well. Numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop each day. It will drop temperatures slightly after today. The storm should develop late enough today so that we still reach the low to mid-90s with feel-like temperatures, 102 to 107. And then tomorrow on Friday, mainly about 90 degrees for the high temperature before the storms develop. Then over the weekend, it still looks like a weather pattern change that goes back toward the other way, a little bit drier. Not completely dry, but the shower and thunderstorm activity will have a tendency to develop in the early afternoon, close to I-95, and then shift well inland by late afternoon, leaving us with plenty of dry hours over the weekend. That bodes well for the Jags game Saturday evening. That's a 7 p.m. kickoff, which, by the way, you can see on Fox 30 Action News Jags. Partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the low to mid-80s. It will be very warm and humid, but of course, that's what you'd expect. I would suspect the showers and storms will be well west of TIAA Bank Field by kickoff. We'll continue to update you on the prospects of how that might change or not change. The beaches look to be nice over the weekend outside of a brief morning shower. Temperatures will be moderated a bit with that onshore flow, mid to upper 80s, slightly enhanced rip current risk, though, with winds out of the east. And in the tropics, still nothing really cooking. Keeping an eye on the far western and southwestern Gulf through the weekend as a disturbance moves out of Central America and moves toward the northwest. But it looks to me like proximity to land is going to limit the overall potential for this system, but some heavy rain for South Texas. And low pressure is moving up close to New England and into Maine today, but it doesn't look like that has any chance to become tropical. And there are a series of waves moving off Africa, as we'd expect this time of year. Just a matter of time before one of those tries to get going, but not anything imminent. And we look pretty good through certainly the rest of this week and likely through the weekend. Always more Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And a new Burrish blog posted, the nighttime skies summary and Jacksonville heat island. A study was recently done and has now been released. There's the Burrish blog, too, at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Keep an eye to the sky today and over the next couple of days with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.